Welcome to the BritishBattles.com podcast on the Battle of Albuera, Marshal Beresford's hard-fought battle against Marshal Soult on 16th May 1811 during the Peninsular War, with his army of British, Portuguese and Spanish troops. My name is John Mackenzie. I am the editor of BritishBattles.com. I write the text for the entries in BritishBattles.com. I also select the illustrations and draft the maps under my nom de carte of John Fawkes. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com site for the Battle of Albuera, where you will see a number of illustrations and my maps of the battle. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and I invite you to send me your comments to info@BritishBattles.com. The Battle of Albuera took place in southwestern Spain, near the Portuguese border, southeast of the city of Badajoz. The combatants were British, Portuguese and Spanish against the French. The commanders at the Battle of Albuera were the British Marshal Beresford and the Spanish General Blake against the French Marshal Soult. 32,000 British, Portuguese and Spanish troops, including 2,000 cavalry and 38 guns, fought against 23,000 French troops, including 4,000 cavalry and 40 guns. 6,000 of Beresford's troops were British. The winner of the Battle of Albuera were the British, Spanish and Portuguese. On the BritishBattles.com Albuera site, you will find a description of the uniforms and weapons used in the battle, with the order of battle of the various contingents. While in the early months of 1811, Lieutenant General Viscount Wellington was engaged in combating Marshal Massena on the Portuguese-Spanish border at Ciudad Rodrigo, in the western centre of Spain, leading to the Battle of Fuentes de Oñoro, Marshal Beresford was laying siege to the fortified border city of Badajoz in the south, in uneasy cooperation with the Spanish general Joaquim Blake, who nominally accepted Beresford as his overall commander. In early May 1811, Marshal Soult marched north from Seville with his army of Andalusia to relieve the French garrison in Badajoz. Beresford and Blake agreed to confront Soult at Albuera, a defensive ridge position previously selected by Wellington that screened the Badajoz siege works. Soult pressed his march with all speed, intending to catch Beresford before he could concentrate his troops to oppose him. On 13th May 1811, Beresford moved to Valverde with the British 2nd Division, Hamilton's Portuguese Division, and three batteries, to be in a central position until it became clear which road Soult was taking in his advance on Badajoz. Long's British cavalry were falling back before Soult on the road through Santa Marta. On 15th May 1811, Beresford issued his orders for the army to concentrate on the Albuera position. Beresford, with his British and Portuguese troops, and a small contingent of Spanish troops, was in position at Albuera later on 15th May 1811, awaiting the arrival of the British 4th Division and Blake's contingent. Blake was slow to bring his troops up from Almendrad and arrived during the night. The village of Albuera lies where the Seville to Badajoz road, running from the southeast to the northwest, crosses the Albuera River, before ascending a ridge behind the village. Beresford placed his army on the ridge, expecting to receive a frontal assault across the river and through the village. Beresford positioned Hamilton's Portuguese division and Collins's Portuguese brigade on his left, with Otway's 600 Portuguese cavalry to their front, and the British 2nd Division on the ridge above Albuera, across the main road to Badajoz. The village of Albuera was held by Alton's brigade of the King's German Legion. Cole's 4th Division was to march at 2 a.m. on 15th May 1811 from Badajoz to to join Beresford's army at Albuera. Another formation intended to join Beresford's army, Kemys's British Brigade, failed to arrive in time for the battle, being on the north bank of the River Guadiana, impeded in its march by the closure of the ford above Badajoz due to a rise in the water level. Beresford planned that Blake's Spanish contingent would take up position on his right. Blake's force started arriving from 11 p.m. on 15th May 1811, and in the dark took up the wrong position, moving through Stuart's 2nd Division to the low ground to its front, instead of extending the line from Stuart's right. Early on 16th May 1811, Blake's force was repositioned, with Blake's 3 divisions, La Dizabal's, Ballesteros, and Zayas's, formed on the right of Beresford's line. South of Albuera, the Albuera River divides into 2 streams, the Arroyo Nogales to the east and the Arroyo Chicapiana to the west, with a ridge between the two. Beresford did not occupy the ridge between the 2 streams, and was heavily criticised by Wellington after the battle for failing to do so, on the basis that it would have made the French turning movement more difficult and given Beresford earlier notice of it. Early in the afternoon of 15th May 1811, Beresford's cavalry, commanded by Long, which had been retiring in front of Soult's army, reached the River Albuera from Santa Marta. There is dispute as to whether Long was ordered to pull the cavalry to the west bank of the River Albuera or remain on the east bank. Either way, Long crossed the river by the Albuera bridge, leaving the east bank to the French. Long was to be replaced by General Lumley in command of the cavalry during the battle, due to difficulties in seniority with the Spanish cavalry commanders. The French army bivouacked at Santa Marta, 10 miles distant from Albuera, on the night of 15th May 1811. Soult came up to his cavalry advance guard and reconnoitred Beresford's position at Albuera. Soult could see Alton's brigade in the village, Otway's Portuguese cavalry to the north, and little else. Soult resolved to attack Beresford before he could concentrate his forces, and ordered his army to march for Albuera well before dawn, expecting that Beresford would be without the British 4th Division, which was believed by the French to be still in the trenches before Badajoz, or Blake's Spanish contingent. With dawn on the 16th of May 1811, Blake's men were moved to their correct position on the right of Beresford's line. At the same time, Beresford saw the French army marching up the road from Santa Marta. Beresford did not have Wellington's facility for concealing his regiments, and Soult could now see the whole of Beresford's army arrayed along the high ground, even identifying the position of the different nationalities from the colour of their uniforms. Soult, an able and versatile strategist, did not comply with Beresford's expectations in making a frontal assault on the centre of Beresford's army through Albuera. Soult planned a diversionary attack on Albuera to cause Beresford to commit his troops there, while the main French attack was delivered around Beresford's right flank, held by Blake's late-arriving Spanish contingent. At around 8 a.m. on 16th May 1811, a French force comprising Godineau's brigade of infantry, Briche's brigade of cavalry, and 2 batteries, with Verlet's brigade of infantry in support, began a diversionary attack on Alton's brigade in Albuera village. The French guns opened fire, and a detachment of Polish lancers crossed the River Albuera. The British 3rd Dragoon Guards charged the lancers and drove them back across the river, while a Portuguese battery fired into the columns of French infantry advancing on Albuera. As the fighting around Albuera became heavier, Beresford ordered Cleves' German battery and Colborne's brigade to support Alton. 2 Spanish battalions also moved to the river to counter the French move against Albuera. Soult's diversionary attack on Albuera was having the effect he intended of drawing Beresford's troops away from the main French attack on Beresford's right flank. In the meantime, the divisions of Girard and Gazan of the French V Corps were marching around the southern end of the ridge between the Nogales and the Chicapiana streams, led by a brigade of cavalry, to attack Blake's flank on Beresford's extreme right. A chance sighting of the advancing French columns by an ADC to General Zayas alerted Blake to the impending attack. The Polish lancers that had made the crossing of the river Albuera and Verlet's brigade left the attack on Albuera and marched swiftly to join Gazan and Girard's divisions. It now became clear to Beresford that the main French attack would be on his far right flank. Beresford ordered Blake to reposition his divisions to face to the right. The British and Spanish cavalry withdrew to a position on the right rear of Blake's proposed new line. The British 2nd Division was ordered to march to the right and come up in support of Blake. At this moment, Cole arrived on the battlefield from Badajoz with Meyer's brigade of his 4th Division and Harvey's Portuguese brigade. Soon after the sighting of the advancing French, and without waiting for orders, General Zayas began repositioning his division to face the impending French attack on the right. But Blake refused to comply with Beresford's order, maintaining in a message to Beresford that the main French attack was the feint on Albuera. Beresford received Blake's message when at the left end of his line. Beresford returned to the threatened right wing and repositioned the Spanish divisions himself. Nevertheless, although several Spanish battalions were recalled from Albuera, others were sent to the village or positioned along the river, thereby weakening the Spanish line as the French attack was about to begin. The first impact of the French assault on Beresford's right was by 3 brigades of cavalry, 3,000 strong, and a battery of howitzers, which advanced around the west of Zayas' flank, drove off the British and Spanish outposts, and threatened to overwhelm the British cavalry, 1,400 strong, now commanded by General Lumley in place of Long. Under the fire of 3 batteries of howitzers, positioned on the heights facing Zayas, Girard launched his division up the slope leading to the Spanish line, his regiments in a series of columns, followed by Gazan's division in 4 parallel columns. It would seem that Girard expected an easy success and sacrificed a more effective formation for the speed of advancing in column. The French infantry, some 8,000 men, halted and fired on the Spanish, positioned at the top of the slope. Because the French were firing uphill, it would seem that every man in the column was able to shoot. Zayas' 4 battalions, in good order, replied with repeated volleys. The other Spanish battalions moved around in the early part of the day and with little time to settle in their new positions were less steady. The Spanish line held for around an hour and a half, although suffering heavily and losing its cohesion, keeping back the French attack with its fire. By this time, the leading battalions of Stuart's 2nd Division were coming to their support, accompanied by Cleve's battery. Colborne's brigade reached the Spanish line first and was directed by Stuart to the right of the Spanish. Stuart pushed the 1st Battalion, the 3rd Buffs, through the Spanish to a position overlapping the French columns, with which the Buffs exchanged volleys. The following battalions of Colborne's brigade formed in line next to the Buffs, the 48th and 66th, all firing on the French column. The French troops became unsteady and began to fall back. The British, harassed by the artillery fire from the French guns on the opposing ridge, attempted a charge on the French infantry and were repulsed. The British infantry was preparing for another, more controlled charge when a heavy storm of rain and hail burst over the battlefield. Firing became difficult and visibility limited. Through this storm, the French cavalry commander, Latour Maubourg, launched a charge by the regiment of Polish lancers and a French hussar regiment on the flank and rear of Colborne's brigade. Through the rain, the British infantry appear to have identified the attacking cavalry as Spanish until it was too late. In Fortescue's words, "In a few minutes, the Baths 48th and 66th had disappeared as a fighting force, half of them killed and wounded, and the remainder prisoners." The 31st was still in column and out of reach of the charge, and was the only battalion of Colborne's brigade to escape the annihilation. The Polish lancers turned on Cleves' battery and, killing or capturing the gunners, took the guns. All these guns, other than one howitzer, were later recovered. Groups of these cavalrymen penetrated far into the Spanish line, one of the groups surprising Beresford and his staff, who fought them off. Soon the storm cleared, and two squadrons of the 4th Dragoons attacked the disordered lancers and hussars, but were in turn driven back by a fresh body of French cavalry. The British 31st, sole surviving battalion from Colborne's brigade, deployed and continued the attack. Houghton's British brigade now came up at the foot of the slope behind Zayas' division, the 29th Regiment, followed by the 48th and 57th. The 2nd and 3rd battalions were still forming when Spanish troops started rushing back down the hill from Zayas' hard-pressed regiments. Hard on the heels of the Spanish came the Polish lancers, forcing the British infantry to fire indiscriminately on both. This fire was taken up by Abercrombie's brigade, forming on Houghton's left. A staff officer managed to stop the firing, and Zayas' 4 battalions passed through the British ranks and formed in their rear, having held their position against the French attack for an hour and a half. Stuart now ordered his men to give 3 cheers before leading them to the top of the incline, taking over the positions left by Zayas' division. At the bottom of the slope before them, on Soult's direction, Gazan's division was taking over from the exhausted and demoralised troops of Girard's division, presenting an enormous mass of French troops and artillery at the bottom of the hill. The British battalions were in this order from the right: 31st, 29th, 57th, 48th, 28th, 39th and 34th, formed in line on the ridge that led down to the river's edge. The British line advanced to within 60 yards of the mass of French infantry and opened fire, inflicting heavy casualties. The French return fire was mainly grapeshot from their guns, firing into the British infantry at close range. The British numbers dwindled and the battalions closed in on their colours, leaving gaps in the line, but kept firing. General Stuart was twice wounded but stayed on the field. Brigadier Houghton was hit several times and his horse killed. Still leading his brigade, he was finally shot dead. Colonel Inglis of the 57th lost his horse and led his battalion into battle on foot until he was severely wounded by a grapeshot. Colonel Duckworth of the 48th was shot dead. Colonel White and Major Way of the 29th were wounded. 4/5 of Houghton's brigade became casualties, but the battalions fought on. The French predicament was as bad. The infantry in their columns, under the scourging fire of the British infantry and guns from the high ground to their front and flanks. Girard attempted to deploy his battalions into a more open formation, but it could not be done in the heat of such a battle, the French columns surging about under the heavy fire. The French lost officers at the same rate as the British, Generals Pepin, Marensin and Breyer mortally wounded. General Gazin was also wounded. The colonel and all the senior officers of the leading French regiment became casualties. Neither side would pull back. An impasse was reached. Fortescue comments, "It was plain that the first general who made a decisive movement would win the fight." Soult still had a large force uncommitted to the battle. Verlet's brigade of 5,000 men and the majority of Latour-Maubourg's cavalry division positioned behind the British right flank but Soult failed to act. He has been described as a general with a masterly strategic grasp, but irresolute in battle. Soult's lack of resolve in the heat of battle showed itself on several occasions in the peninsula, and particularly at Albuera. In the rear of the British infantry, Beresford was attempting to find formations to bring forward, to no avail. D'Espagnard refused to commit his brigade to the terrible struggle taking place on the right flank. Hamilton's Portuguese division had moved forward to the river and engaged Godineau's brigade. The decisive step was taken by Colonel Harding of Beresford's staff. Harding sought out General Cole and urged him to advance on the French left flank. After consultation with Lumley, Cole resolved to take this action. Cole formed his 4th Division with the light companies and 3 additional companies in column on his right, the Portuguese Lusitanian Legion in column on his left, and the rest of his division in line in the centre, Harvey's Portuguese Brigade on the right, and Meyer's Fusilier Brigade, comprising 1st and 2nd Battalions of the 7th Royal Fusiliers, and 1st, 23rd Royal Welsh Fusiliers on the left. Cole then attacked the left flank of the French infantry of Girard and Gazan. Soult reacted by ordering Latour Maubourg to attack Cole's line, and Verlet's brigade to advance and intervene between Cole and the struggling columns of Girard and Gazan. 4 regiments of Latour Maubourg's dragoons charged the front of Harvey's Portuguese brigade and were repelled by heavy volleys. Latour Maubourg fell back and took no further part in the battle. Meyer's Fusilier Brigade and the Lusitanian Legion, comprising 2,600 men, advanced on Verlet's brigade of 5,600 men. Verlet had his 3 regiments, each of 3 battalions, in 3 columns, with the inevitable restriction on their ability to answer the volley fire of the British battalions advancing in line. Each of Meyer's battalions bore down on one of Verlet's columns and opened fire at 40 paces. The murderous British fire lasted half an hour, while the French officers attempted to deploy their men into line. Verlet's division at last broke and fled. The panic infected the French 5th Corps, and the divisions of Gazan and Girard followed their comrades of Verlet's division. The British infantry pursued the French infantry down to the Chacapiana stream. The French artillery continued to fire in support of the infantry and were drawn off the battlefield under the protection of Latour Maubourg's cavalry division. Soult's final reserve, 2 battalions of grenadiers, were drawn up by the stream and provided cover for the fleeing French infantry. 3 Portuguese brigades came up and forced the French grenadiers back, but Soult's well-served artillery was now in position on the hill between the 2 streams, and, covered by Latour Maubourg's cavalry, was not vulnerable to attack. No further advance was feasible for Beresford's troops. The few French skirmishers in Albuera were driven back across the river by Alton's brigade, and the Battle of Albuera came to an end in the early afternoon of 16th May 1811. In the battle, the British suffered 4,200 casualties out of 6,000 men, 2/3 of the British contingent. The Spanish suffered 2,000 casualties, and the Germans and Portuguese suffered 600 casualties. The French suffered around 8,000 casualties, but captured a howitzer and 5 colours from the 3rd Buffs, the 48th and 66th Regiments. The King's colour of the 3rd Buffs was preserved by Lieutenant Latham at the cost of losing an arm. Details of the British regimental casualties are given on the BritishBattles.com site for Albuera. Although considered a victory for the British, Portuguese and Spanish, the casualties to the British infantry were disastrous. Wellington is reported to have said, "Another such battle will ruin us." Following the battle, Soult abandoned his attempt to relieve Badajoz and withdrew to Seville, taking his prisoners and captured British colours with him. Beresford's substantial casualties forced him to withdraw from the siege of Badajoz. The Military General Service Medal, 1848, was issued to all those serving in the British Army, present at specified battles during the period 1793 to 1840, who were still alive in 1847 and applied for the medal. The medal was only issued to those entitled to one or more of the clasps. There were 21 clasps available for service in the Peninsular War. The Battle of Albuera was one of the clasps. The list of the British regiments that received the battle honour, Albuera, is given on the BritishBattles.com site for the battle. Beresford, a general in the British Army, was given the job in 1808 of reforming the Portuguese army with the Portuguese rank of marshal. Beresford was a strict disciplinarian and a man of great physical strength. During the Battle of Albuera, Beresford was attacked by a Polish lancer. Beresford disarmed the lancer and threw him from his horse. The Battle of Albuera is a rich mine of British regimental tradition. The conduct of the British infantry reinforced the view that they were near irresistible. The conduct of the Portuguese battalions, although largely inexperienced, was comparable to the British in the battle. However, it needs to be remembered that it was the Spanish battalions of General Zayas' division that initially held the French attack for an hour and a half and fought on through the battle, preventing the French from breaking through and receiving fire from both sides. Fortescue, in his History of the Army, Volume 8, states, "Hence it was that the issue of the battle really turned partly upon the faulty tactics of the French generals, but mainly upon the valour of the British infantry. Whence came the spirit which made that handful of English battalions, for not a single Scots or Irish battalion was present, content to die where they stood, rather than give way one inch? Beyond all question, it sprang from intense regimental pride and regimental feeling." Of course, the 1st Battalion of the Royal Welsh Fusiliers was also present at the Battle of Albuera. Lieutenant Colonel Inglis of the 57th Foot was severely wounded during the resistance by Houghton's brigade. Inglis lay on the ground, refusing to be moved to the rear, calling to his soldiers, "Die hard, 57th. The regiment acquired the nickname of the Diehards. The depot of the Middlesex Regiment, of which the 57th became the 1st Battalion, was named Inglis Barracks. Albuera was engraved on the cap badges of the Middlesex Regiment. The Battle of Albuera is an important battle for the 3rd Old Buffs, from 1882 the East Kent Regiment. Lieutenant Latham was carrying the King's Colour of the 1st Buffs when the regiment came under heavy attack by the Polish lancers. Ensign Walsh and the sergeants forming the escort to the colour became casualties. A lancer attacked Latham, who fought him off, losing an arm in the combat. This incident is commemorated in a large piece of regimental silver. The officers of the regiment presented Latham with a medal commemorating his courage. After the Battle of Albuera, only two officers of the 2nd 28th Regiment remained at their duty, the rest being casualties in the battle. The scene at the officers' mess that evening, when the two officers toasted the King, is portrayed in Fortunio Matania's picture. That is the end of this podcast on the Battle of Albuera. I hope you have enjoyed it and thank you for listening. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com site on the battle, where you will find pictures of the battle and images of the regiments that took part, with a map of the battle.